haven of rest. I've anchored my soul. And thank God for the haven of rest. Again, it's a joy to get to gather around. And I know what some of you are thinking. Man, I'm liking this. I missed it. Where you been? I'm tired of those pews. I'm tired of getting up and getting dressed. Here, I can just sit back in my pajamas or my sweatpants and just enjoy church. Well, enjoy it while you got it tonight. Thank you for gathering around. Well, you know, we've been on a series about the Trinity, God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and I'm going to stay on that, at least for tonight, but go just a little veering off of that, I suppose, possibly, one might say. But that's about the all that's in Christ, the riches that are found in God the Son. And because as you get saved, of course, you understand before you're saved, you get to enjoy the goodness of God. The goodness of God bringeth people to repentance, the Bible says. And so we get to see the beauty, get to see the creation. That's one of the things that draws us to salvation. We get to see that. But then we also, when we get saved, there's so much more that comes with salvation that sometimes we don't even think about. It's like a continental breakfast. When you go to a hotel, well, none of us, well, it's a little bit different right now. They don't have as big a spread as they usually do, but they typically, if it's a good hotel, they'll have some sausage, gravy, and biscuits. They'll have some folded eggs already. They'll have some sausage patties. They'll have bacon. They'll have whatever, and then juice and coffee and tea, whatever. They have that continental breakfast. And you don't buy that breakfast. It comes with the room. It's all included. And so you understand that it's just comes along with the package. You don't find the desk clerk and say, hey, I need to pay for my breakfast. There are hotels that do it like that. You've got to go to a separate restaurant, but those ones have those continental breakfasts. It comes with the room. It's included with that. And tonight we're going to look at those things that come with Christ, your Savior, if you're saved. And so we'll look, if you turn your Bibles to Colossians, I realize if you've been here, you'd have a handout. Maybe you got one emailed to you. Maybe you were able to print it off. But look in our scriptures, if you will. Colossians chapter 1, we're going to look at verses 9 through 14. We'll take all of our lesson from there. We'll move over in a few other places for reference sake, but we'll stay right there in those verses. So Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers, meaning fit to be partakers. I mean, we're made able, we're meet, or we're fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We're going to go to prayer in just a moment. There's a telephone number on the screen, and then there's also an email that you can feel free to email, not just now, but anytime. If you have a prayer request or you have something that you'd like for the staff to be praying for in devotions. But, of course, our church phone number is on the screen as well. But especially during this message, this Bible lesson, if you've got some spiritual help that you need, please feel free to call or email, and we'll return that email as soon as we can, but the call will receive that immediately. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, be with us now. We're looking still at Your goodness, dear Lord, Your the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I pray, dear Lord, as we look into this aspect of the benefits, the riches that are found in God the Son, I pray that You'd load our wagons this evening. I pray that Your goodness would be shown abroad in our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've looked at the different aspects of the Trinity throughout our study. And again, we come now to this place where you see the riches that just come along with Christ. You bought some things before, and lo and behold, there were some extra things that came in there. Sometimes that old phrase at Christmas time when you're buying toys to have to give to a family member or something, they'll be on the bottom of that toy. Sometimes they'll say batteries not included, which means you're in trouble. If it comes Christmas morning, you didn't get the batteries to go in that toy. But sometimes they'll say batteries included. and they'll be put in there. And so we understand that sometimes things come along with what you get. Well, we look at this tonight, and the Lord just seemed to be leading me here a few weeks ago as I was going to tag this on to the end of the series about the Trinity. God seemed to be leading me as this passage just jumped out at me about these, 8 or 9 or 10 aspects of what comes with Christ. So let's get right into it, shall we? Number one, we see in verse number 9, we see the wisdom and the understanding. Look at the end of the verse, if you will, that you might be filled. The Apostle Paul used of God to write this. God writes it, but he used him to pin it down. He says, the first part, for this cause, since the day we heard it, we don't cease to pray for you. But here's what they're praying, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and wisdom, and all wisdom, and spiritual understanding. The Bible says here that with Christ comes spiritual understanding. The Bible talks about, in one particular passage, they pray for the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We see the wisdom and the understanding. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse number 5, if any man lack wisdom, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. You see, we all need guidance. And here, as you center your life on Christ, that's why it's so important for people to be in church. That's why it's important for people to be in the Word. That's why it's important for us to walk close to the Lord. You say, why would I walk close to the Lord? Well, lots of reasons, but one, as you look at the end of verse number 9, you see the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. My friend, we need spiritual understanding. I don't know of anybody yet who says, I've got it all figured out. I don't need any help. I meet people that say, preacher, you're going to have to pray for me. I've got decisions. Decisions to make. We just dropped our daughter off at Crown College, and we've got decisions to make. God provided in some miraculous and humbling ways for Mads to be over there, and through some good, wonderful people. And we needed God's wisdom, and trying to stay close to the Lord. The Lord provided, and it blossoms. And there it is. As you watch God work, you see the wisdom, the spiritual understanding. We all need wisdom. Christ gives it. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know any simpler way to boil it down. Christ gives it. You need it. He's got it. And so along with that walk with the Lord, you see that wisdom and that understanding. Not only do we see that, but we see where it's found. Right there in verse number 9. That you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. And so the wisdom of God is found, or the wisdom of Christ is found in God's will. You find yourself looking for the Lord. If I could tell young people as they're navigating through parts of their life, or that tender, sometimes rocky part of their life, when they're getting out of high school and getting into college, or getting into a trade school, or going taking a job, or and then hopefully getting married, or most of them think hopefully getting married one of these days, and all of those big decisions that are made there, that wisdom of Christ, it's found, and that wisdom that's there available for you is found in God's will. Do you see it there in verse 9? That you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. How do we find the will of God without being close to God of the will? And so we understand it's found in God's will. But then not only that, at the end of verse number 9, we see it's realized by walking in the Spirit. Look, we already looked over this phrase, in all wisdom, and if we were a class, I'd say, class, what kind of understanding? Spiritual understanding. Now, I have no doubt that people have physical understanding. They can look at a class syllabus. They can look at a catalog, and they can understand how many hours it takes to get this degree, or how much it might benefit me to do this degree. And then you can look at a study and say, well, with that degree, how much money would I make in the marketplace? And you've had understanding. But we don't need understanding alone. That's good. God gave us our heads and gave us our brain to use, yes. But we need spiritual understanding. And so you understand, we've got to walk close to God and walk according to His Spirit. That's the benefit that comes along with Christ. That's what comes along with Him. And I'm not trying to be irreverent by any means. I'm not trying to say, oh, you get saved and you get all this other, but you get saved and you get all this other. I'm not being irreverent. I'm just saying the way it is. And so the wisdom and understanding, that's the riches that are found in Christ. Let's move on. My time's going to expire. Look at verse number 10, if we will. We'll see the fruitfulness, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and to one all pleasing, being fruitful. Fruitful in every good work, the Bible says. We understand what it's like to be fruitful. We understand that in the early days of our nation, at the founding of Thanksgiving, in that harvest season, in that time when the plenty was there, that our forefathers, they knelt and they thanked God so much so that that the president later came along and issued and Congress made it a national holiday. We understand what it's like to have this fruitful bounty. Well, the Lord says as we walk with Christ, the Lord says as you walk close to Him, then fruitfulness is what's a richness that's found. God likens a full life to a fruitful life. Different places in Scripture, as you look, at, especially in the Psalms, you'll see the fruitful bough and the fruitful this and the fruitful, the bounties that are brought forth. And as the Scripture says here, that you'd walk that way, being fruitful in every good work. That's the kind of life I want to live. Well, the only way that happens for you as a Christian, me as a Christian, is walk close to Christ. Now we see fruitfulness. Then we look also at verse number 11. We see strength. Strengthened with all of His might. You're as strong as what's backing you. We see according to His strength. Strengthened with all might according to His, or I should say, glorious power. If you've gone into a bank, and we don't go into them very much anymore right now because you usually go through the drive-thru, but you go in these banks and you'll see that big sticker on most of the doors as you push it open and say, federally insured by the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That means somebody's backing up the money that you put in there up to $100,000 or whatever the amount is. And you've got some backing behind you. Well, the Scripture says here that we're strengthened with His might according to His glorious power. And we've got that according to His ability, not ours. So what am I saying? I'm saying the riches in Christ is coming according to His faithfulness, His strength. If we go on in verse number 11, then we see He delivers patience unto all patience. And then we'll just knock a few of them off here, long-suffering and joyfulness. So you see patience, point number 4, and then long-suffering, and then we see joyfulness. Verse number 11 is just this power-packed verse right there as you look at it. You're strengthened, okay? You Christian, you one that's walking close to Christ, you're strengthened. You're strengthened with all might. You're according to His glorious power, not unto yours, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You see why I couldn't get away from this passage as we look at it and all these things come along with Christ? I want to be really reverent. This is not the main thing. The main thing is He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to provide us salvation so we wouldn't have to go to hell when we died. And God is so good. And again, I'm trying to be all completely reverent. These are the extras, if you will. And I don't even know if that's a good way to put it. These are the extras that we get to enjoy this life now because we do have as our salvation. It's a present possession. You're not waiting to get it. Well, are you saved? I don't know. I'm going to be one of these days. Well, we're going to be, yes, taken out of here. But are you saved? Yes. Salvation, it's not something you're going to get. The Bible says you already have it. You already possess those things if you're born again. And so sometimes Christians get this idea, oh, yeah, one of these days when I die, then I'll get all of these things. No, 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 my friend. You've got them all now. And God's so good and the salvation that worked in you, that got down in there, it's so plentiful and it's so amazing, it's so grand and glorious that all of these things just come along with it. We sometimes when you get a new car, you don't know all the bells and whistles at first, and sometimes, especially if it's a used new car to you, used, and you'll just buy. It's a good deal. It's a good whatever. And then you start looking at it and say, oh, I never knew it did that. Oh, I never knew it did that. We rented one sometime back, and I pushed this one. It wasn't ours. It was rented. I pushed this one button, and all of a sudden, the touchscreen, it went up, and it gave a little compartment back in there. I was hoping somebody left something from the time before. I was looking for maybe money or something, but nothing was in there. And you sometimes buy a car, and you'll find out things a little bit, oh, I never knew it did that. That's an extra feature. There's something else that we'll do. That's what that button does. Well, my friend, I believe that we'll be searching the riches of Christ for all of eternity, but especially all the time that we're here on this earth. Fruitfulness, strength, patience, long-suffering, joyfulness. Let's move on, shall we, to verse number 12. giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, as I said, fit or ready for it, fit to be partakers of the inheritance. I give you number 7. We have the inheritance of the saints in light. So what comes along with Christ? The inheritance of heaven, the inheritance of all these good things, the inheritance of walking with Him, the inheritance of the joyfulness, the inheritance of the long-suffering, the inheritance of the patience, the inheritance of the fruitfulness, all of these things. Now, all of us are waiting for our rich uncle to die so that we get our inheritance. But I started thinking about that, and I too have been waiting for that, but then I started looking at my family real close. I don't have any more uncles. They're all gone. And so if I did have a rich uncle, he's already dead and it already went to somebody else. So I don't have an inheritance like that coming. But I do, my friend, have an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says that He wants to make us fit or ready, meet to be partakers of the inheritance of heaven. It's a wonderful thing. Let's move on. Verse number 13, the deliverance that's done. Who hath delivered us? Where do you say that inheritance comes in? That inheritance comes because we enjoy the inheritance of heaven. We enjoy the inheritance of going there one of these days. And now He's going to talk back about who we were and now who we are. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? You say, preacher, I wasn't that bad. I grew up in church and I kept my life pretty clean. I praise the Lord you did. That's the best testimony that anybody could have. I weary sometimes when it's as if we prefer somebody to have this outlandish, ungodly, immoral testimony instead of somebody just grew up in a church like this, got saved when they were a young person, and then went on to live for the Lord. That's the best testimony anybody can have. But can I tell you this? If that is your testimony, it took just as much of the blood of Christ to save you as it did that person that was in the gutter of sin and wickedness and ungodliness. Oh, yes, my friend, you didn't make it easy on the Lord just because you had a what the world would call a clean life. Your sins and my sins put our Savior on the cross. We deliver us from what? We deliver us, the Bible says, from the power of darkness. And the Bible says, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 11, and such were some of you. It goes in this big long list of infractions and sins and wickedness, and the Word of God turns it back on those Corinthians and says, and such were some of you, but you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That's the inheritance. That's the deliverance that we have because of our God. My friend, I'm afraid that we as Christians, we have bought into the lie that if my life isn't good compared to my neighbor up the street, then God's not doing me right. Listen, folks, if I never have another external blessing of God, and I will, but if I never have another external blessing of God, I've got an eternal home in heaven, inheritance. I'm not a child of the darkness. Look what the Word of God says. I'm not. He delivered us from the power of darkness. And not only that, He's translated that. He's translated us, I should say, into the kingdom of His dear Son. My friend, this is the riches found in Christ. God the Son. I gave you the last one, point number 9, verse number 14, though. And we see that as redemption. In whom we have redemption, and we get it how? We get it through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Redemption, we understand redeeming something, buying back, you oftentimes say. This redemption here means being set free. God bought us. Now we have liberty in Christ. We're free. That old song, thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. The Bible says it's through His blood, and it's even the forgiveness of sins. Aren't you glad God's God? If I'd been God, I'd have been saying that one's first. And then put all those other things in there. But God works His Word around the way He wants it. I love the King James Bible. I love the way the Word of God just comes out. And we see that He puts all of these riches, fruitfulness, strength, patience, long-suffering, joyfulness, inheritance, all these things, and then closes it all up in this little section of Scripture and talks about the redemption. My friend, we're a purchased possession. We've been redeemed. You know, if something's redeemed, it's not any good until somebody is able to redeem it. We know that from Old Testament stories. Until somebody redeems something, it's well nigh useless. And the Word of God says here, in whom, that's Christ, that's why it says the fringe benefits, if you will, the riches found in God the Son, in whom we have redemption, being set free. How are we set free? Through His blood. And even, God says, and to go one more, even the forgiveness of sins. Saying the same thing. The sins was keeping us out of heaven, and the blood of Christ is what made a passage in. God says, you've got redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of those sins that were keeping you out. Are my joys waiting me in heaven, or am I getting them now? Yes. You say, what are you saying? I said, I'm asking you, are your the inheritance, is it waiting for you in heaven, or are you getting to enjoy your salvation now? Yes. Yes to both. Heaven is awaiting us if you're saved. Inheritance, the Bible says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. We don't have to worry about that anymore. He hath made us be meet the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He is the light. Are my joys waiting for me in heaven, or do I get to enjoy them now? I get to enjoy them then and now. Praise the Lord. Listen, folks, it's bigger than we're giving it credit for. There's only a few of you in this auditorium, the ones that were helping on the platform before, but they're not getting excited enough. So I need you at home to help me with that. Now, I'm being silly, but I do believe that before we go to bed tonight, you need to rehearse some of these things and think about how... I hate to even use the phrase fringe benefits. I know what that means. It's the side thing. You got the main course, and this is just the things on the side. You get that, but that's not good enough. And I hate to use the way I said it, the riches found in God's Son. It's so much more than that. Salvation's a wonderful thing. Man. And before you go to bed tonight, I'm challenging you to think about how blessed God has been to you. If you're not unsaved anymore, the wonderful, sweet Holy Ghost of God convicted you and showed your need of salvation, and you trust Christ as your Savior, you've got the inheritance of light. And He gives you all these other things along the way. My friend, this is the riches found in God the Son. Father, bless us now is our prayer. Lord, as we close, I pray for everybody who's watching. And folks, would you just continue to watch just for a moment more? Because here's my invitation. Obviously, you can't come forward, but you can pray right there where you're at. My first invitation is this. If you're saved, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, would you right there where you're sitting or standing or however you're viewing this, just let the Lord do a work in your heart. Just let it start from your head and go all the way down to your feet. Just think about how good God is to you. Better to us than we deserve. If He'd have given us heaven and never given us anything else, we could have done a 12-week series and certainly not covered just a portion of it about how good He was. But He not only gave us that, He gave us all these other riches that are coming now, and you're enjoying them now, and you're getting to bask in them now, the fruitfulness, the strength, the patience, the long-suffering, the joyfulness, all of these things. My friend, these are the riches found in Christ. And if you're saved watching this today, I'm challenging you right there where you are. You may not be a shouter, but you ought to have a spell going on inside of you. How good God the Son is to you. And the second part's this. Maybe you're watching tonight and you're not saved. Oh, you know about Christ, I have no doubt. But you're not born again. The Word of God says in verse 13 that we looked at, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's what Jesus wants to do for you. You may be under the power of darkness. You may be on your way to a devil's hell. But He wants to translate you into the kingdom of His dear Son, Himself, Jesus Christ. If you're watching and you need somebody to pray with you, that number's on the screen. Maybe you'd write right there where you are, bow and ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. Maybe say something like this, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know You came to translate me, deliver me from the power of darkness. That's my sin. Jesus, would You forgive me? Of all my sins, I put my faith in You. I trust You as my Savior. My friend, if you've never done that, I beg you to do it tonight. He's given us salvation. He's given us heaven and so much more. Bless us, I pray, dear Lord. Thank You for allowing us to gather around the computer screen, the YouTube channel, the Roku. Dear Lord, thank You for however we've gathered together. Thank You for that. Bless us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you again for joining with us tonight. And if you are... I'll be praying for Sunday. If you're wondering about Sunday as we get closer to it, please feel free to call in the office. We'll make some social media posts about the Sunday because we're looking forward to a great Sunday. If you have any questions about that, please feel free to call in the office. If it's after hours, call me or call the staff, and we'll be glad to help you in any way. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's a blessing to get to gather around together. Have a great night.